Clashes have erupted between Kurdish fighters and Takfiri militants in the province of Diyala. The fighting comes amid the Iraqi army took extra security measures earlier this week to control the area to prevent the militants from pushing towards the capital Baghdad. Major militant strongholds and strategic areas in the province are now under the control of the Iraqi armed forces, who continue to advance in Diyala, Salah al-Din and Kirkuk. The army found Saudi car plates and materials used in explosives, and also Saudi money inside one of the hideouts of the ISIL terrorist group. The army spokesperson Qasem Atta spoke about the liberation of villages and areas in Babel, Diyala and Tikrit.
We were able to progress in a way not within Tikrit, where we detonated 15 bombs and killed 4 terrorists. The armed forces also dismantled 52 explosive devices and confiscated 11 different types of cars that were used by militants.
The army also managed to foil an attack on the BG refinery, killing 30 militants and destroying 2 cars belonging to them.
There is significant advance for the Iraqi army on the ground. We can see now that the army is advancing in Samarra, Dujail, Balad and Salah al-Din. However, this is not enough. We need political support for the military operations, which will help the army succeed.
Meanwhile, the ISIL militants blew up a shrine in southeastern Mosul, which resulted in the killing of a citizen. As the Iraqi armed forces continue to pursue Takfiri militants, strategic analysts say the Iraqi Air Force and the usage of Sukhoi in battles will help it twist the results in favor of the Iraqi army. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad outskirts.